The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more important than I is coming, and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel lesson, which was just read just a moment ago, we hear the story about the baptism of Jesus. And after Jesus had been baptized and he was there praying, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, and then we hear that voice, "You are my Son, my Beloved. With you I am very well pleased." There is a special relationship between Jesus and his Father, a special relationship between he and God. It's a close, tight relationship. And upon that relationship, then all of our relationships are built. Our relationship with God comes through Jesus Christ and that relationship that he had with his Father. And then all the relationships that we have here on this earth, whether it's between husband and wife or our parents and children or friends or other family members, all those relationships. We are able to have relationships because of what God has done for us. I mean, God, if we go back to the story of Genesis, it says that God had created us in his image, and that image is to be able to be in relationships with one another. But there's times here in this earth where our relationships don't seem to be so good, or we even seem like we fall away from God. We can't always be as confident as a little boy who was drawing pictures one day, and his mother came along and asked, "What are you drawing a picture of?" He says, "I'm drawing a picture of God." Well, his mother patiently explained, "Well, nobody has really seen God. Nobody knows what God looks like." And the little boy says, "Well, don't worry, Mom. By the time I get through, they will." To have that sort of confidence, that faith, to know that that relationship is there, to be able to see God present in your life is such a great plus. But we don't always just see that. But we do see is that relationship that Jesus had with his Father. It's interesting because in the gospel lessons, just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the word Father is used more than 140 times. It's about that relationship between Jesus and the Father that God had sent his only Son into this world to redeem the world, to save the world. And Jesus was obedient even to the point of death. And so we see that complete trust, that complete reliance upon each other, that complete honesty between each other. But all of our relationships don't always come out that way, to have that complete confidence. There was a church that was having New Member Sunday, and part of their practice then with the new members was to ask each new member, do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? And after each of those, the response was, "I do believe." And so the pastor, in preparation for the day, was going through all this with the new members that would be joining. And there was a number of children that were also going to be joining. And he particularly paid attention to them and says, "There will be a lot of people in church on Sunday, and you need to speak with a clear voice so that other people can hear what you have to say." So it came time for the service, and the new members and the pastor asked the adults, you know, one by one. He started with the adults. Do you believe in God the Father? I do believe. Do you believe in God the Son? I do believe. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I do believe. And then he came to the children, each one in turn. And so he asked the question, do you believe in God the Father? And that first child, and in all three answers, was a clear, I do believe. But then the next child got a little louder. I do believe. And so it became a competition that as each child started to say it, that each one had to be louder than the last one. And so by the time it came to the last little girl who was going to be asked the question, she was nearly shouting, do you believe in God the Father? And she, at the top of her lungs, I do believe. Do you believe in God the Son? At the top of her lungs, I do believe. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? And there was a bit of a pause. And she said, I believe I do. That's us. There's some times where we know God is absolutely present in our lives. We can feel that presence. We know He's there. We can see the wonderful things that He's done. But then there's those other days where it's the I do believe days. Where, you know, we really haven't lost our faith, but it seems like God is distant, that God is further away from us. That it doesn't seem like God is right there present in our lives. And we wonder, where is God? You know, I think that if Jesus stood right in front of us, where we could physically see Him and talk to Him, I think we'd have a lot of questions. It'd be a lot of questions of how? How'd you do those things that you did? Or when? You know, what's the real order of things? Or even where questions? But I think the questions that we'd be asking most would be starting with why. Why did that happen? Why did things go this way? It's those questions of why. We don't understand God. We don't understand why He does things the way that He does. Why did my parent die? Why did my child die? Why did the doctor tell me that I have a terrible disease? Why have my friends turned upon me? It's those questions of why. And when we're in those situations, it seems like God is far off, that God is seems to be lost or He's out of our life. And then there's those times, too, where we just wander off. We get busy with other stuff. We get sidetracked and we're no longer there. And that's why it's so important that we do come together. There was a family that was going on a week camping trip. And so as they were starting to set up camp, the parents were putting things together, and they told their two older children, watch out for little Kathy for us while we set up camp. And so they soon got camp set up, and they were ready to go do some stuff with the kids, and there were the two older kids, but where was little Kathy? And they asked, where was little Kathy? And they said, she was right here a minute ago. But they couldn't find her right then. She wasn't right there in their campsite. So they started looking for little Kathy. But little Kathy was nowhere to be found. And other campers in neighboring campsites saw these people in distress, and they were asking, what's going on? They said, we can't find our child. And so they started helping. So soon the whole campground was looking for little Kathy. And it wasn't long then, too, before the park rangers were out looking for Kathy. And eventually the state troopers came in looking for Kathy. Finally, one of the campers were out walking, spread out, and he heard a small voice crying. And he said, Kathy? And she responded. And so she was down in a shallow ravine. She had fallen down there. She didn't know where she was, and she was scared, and she was crying. But the man went down there and picked her up and rescued, and then called everybody back together and said, she has been found. And the whole campsite rejoiced. Well, that evening, as they were tucking in their kids, the parents held all three of the children very tightly and held them for a while. And as they were tucking little Kathy in then, into a sleeping bag, little Kathy says, aren't you glad you found me? God does that to us. We wander off. We're the ones who wander off. We're the ones who get lost. we get strayed and we think God is far off, far away, but God is right there. He's searching for us. What's wonderful too about our gospel lesson this morning is it shows the whole Holy Trinity. Because it is the Spirit then who comes down to us, who continually calls us back to God. It is Jesus Christ who has saved us, who has come into this world with his physical presence, who lived among us, who died and rose again, bringing us salvation. And it is that Father in heaven that looks down upon us, the one who has created us. I love that passage in Isaiah that we read this morning. A couple of places there. One, it says that he has formed us, he has made us, he has created us. But then it also says that I have called you by name, and you are mine. That ownership, that claiming of us. Here we've had a baptism this morning, and again, we heard those words as well then too, of that child being named. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That we are called. We are called by name and named by God. We are formed and made. We are God's. He has made us, and we are his. And so that relationship is always there. When Jesus was baptized, we heard those words. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. And those are the same words that Jesus, or God, speaks to us. God the Father speaks to us in our relationship with him. You are my beloved children. With you, I am well pleased. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.